Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Down on the Farm. And when you think of the month of May, you naturally think of beef month. And what else pops into your mind? The Beef House. And so we've had a chance to catch up today with Bob and Bonnie Wright from the Beef House, well known throughout the Midwest, not just in our immediate area. You think of beef and people traveling through, they immediately think of the Beef House. Bob, good to see you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Dave. It's been a pleasure. Over the years, you've always been a good friend, and I always enjoyed talking to you about the restaurant business and the beef business and everything. Thanks for doing this today.
You're very welcome. Well, let's back up. Let's give a little history lesson. Your dad and mom started with a sandwich shop just down the road from here on US 136.
Yeah, we were farmers, and my dad always liked to cook, and he always thought that the middleman was making too much money off of the cattle people. And so when I was a kid, take a load of cattle every once in a while, and we'd go up to Chicago with them, and we'd see the cattle buyer come in, and Chicago livestock was a big place. I mean, I don't know how many acres it had to be, a couple hundred acres, I'd guess. And the buyer always came in on a horseback and unhooked a gate, came in and looked at your cattle. And when I was a kid, the price of beef was 18 cents to 22 cents. Right now, it's $2.10. So it's a big challenge for every restaurant right now. And that's mainly because the herds are getting so small, yeah. And people just don't want to take the time to feed out cattle. It's been a rough business. The ups and downs, just like farming or any other business. Cattle business has been a tough business for everybody. And you've got to be on your toes to make it in the cattle business, which is one of the reasons why I suppose the cattle herd's down.
We got to keep those cattle numbers up because people have got to eat.
That's right. The way the Beef House got started, there was a little sandwich shop called Mike's Grill on 136, and Mike was a person from Covington. His family had owned several restaurants, and so Dad. And 1962 came in and told the family. Well, the funny story was my dad brought an organ home to play, and nobody in the family played the organ, so it sat in the corner for about 6 months. And Dad said, well, if you're not going to play that organ, I'm going to buy it at Mike's Grill. So that's how we got in the restaurant business, and that's a true story. All my brothers could tell you the same thing, but he bought the restaurant in 62, and then 64 he added on and called it the Beef House. And I was going to Purdue at that time, and we'd come home and work weekends. And then in 67, I graduated, and we came back, and then we took over the Beef House. And then in 75, we built the new Beef House here on 63 and 74, and that's kind of how we got in the business. And I brought back the roll recipe from Purdue with me, and Dad always said, that's one thing you got out of Purdue. And that's a true story, too.
It's like that old commercial we used to see in the 70s. People would ask him about the laundry detergent. Ancient Chinese secret. Well, the Beef House rolls is a secret, too, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, you can't believe how many contests in the newspapers, yeah, back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, they'd always say, well, this is a Beef House roll recipe. And there's no secret, really, to the recipe. It's just when you eat a roll fresh out of the oven, it always tastes great, and that's one of the secrets about the Beef House rolls. You eat them right after they've been baked.
I've had family and friends visit me from Iowa, my home state, and bring them here, and they'll say, I have never had a roll like that. There has to be something to it, Bob.
Well, this has been 50 years. I'm always tweaking the recipe, yeah, doing something a little different. I mean, it's changed over the years. Always wanted to make it taste as good as it can.
I remember you telling me one time that when your dad bought Mike's Grill, he would try different recipes. He'd have some of his friends and customers come in, try this, try this. So basically, that's how some of the menu grew at that time.
Yeah. Dad's favorite saying was, try this, taste this. Anybody that knew my dad would always want to feed you. You know, he started the restaurant up at the county fair, and they had a steak dinner up there, you know, a ribeye just like we serve at the Beef House, and he always used the best meat. That's one thing he said, if you want people to come, you got to serve the best quality.
So when you moved to this location in 75, had you pretty much outgrown the other location? That was the reason?
Yeah, that was the reason, and it was an old building, and nothing worked. You know, the wells were bad, and the air conditioning was bad, and not a lot of space, and we were glad to move. It was a challenge. Me and him are both pretty hard-headed, and a lot of our friends knew that. if they were ever around me and my dad, they always figured we both liked to get our own way.
You persevered and made it work.
Yeah. You know, I'd come up with an idea and Dad would come down and say, well, maybe we ought to change. I said, no, this is the way we're going to do it. So we had some heated arguments over that.
Well, your formula's worked.
Well, I appreciate that. I've got a wife standing here, and she's been part of it. We've been married 61 years here in July. I tell people I've had one job all my life, the beef house, lived in one house and been married to one lady, been happy and had three kids and seven grandkids and two great-grandkids. All my family works here, not the young ones. I got a grandson that works here, and it is a family business. And I sure appreciate everybody that's come out and been our customer over the years. And, you know, it's been a great life for me and my family. It's kept my family close. You know, a lot of people's family has moved away, and, well, my family all still live within the beef house range.
And, of course, there's another restaurant just west of here that's associated with the Wright family.
Yep, the Possum Trot. That's my son, and he's done a great job over there, and I'm very proud of him. My other son is Brad, and he works here every day, and I've got a daughter, Sarah Wright, and she works here, and it's been great. My grandson, Evan Wright, he works now at the restaurant, and it's a family business, and I hope it stays that way for another 50 years.
Absolutely. Bonnie, we've got to get you in on this because you've been right beside Bob's side all this time. What'd you think getting in the restaurant business?
Well, I'll tell you what. I started out working in the Dog and Suds when I was, that was in Covington. When I left there, I didn't think I ever wanted to be in the restaurant business, and I told somebody that. I said, I don't want to do that again, but I met Bob. And here we are, 60 years later.
That owner of that Dog and Suds comes by every once in a while and says, Bonnie, I thought you said you never wanted to be in the restaurant business. When she's out there bussing tables and seating people. But it's been a great thing for our family.
It has.
Really appreciate all our customers.
We certainly do. We have been very fortunate to have as many people come out. And Mother's Day was an awesome day for us. And the people were so patient and just so gracious. Everybody was great. And we had a lot of awesome employees.
Over the years, you see the same families. You see them grow up, grow old. You see new members born, and then you see some of the family pass away.
You'll see people come in on bus trips, and they'll make an effort to stop here at the beef house.
Yes, they do. And the Iowa band, when they play in the championships, they didn't this last year, but before, they always stop here at the restaurant, the band does. And 2 years ago, when they found out they were going to stop at the beef house, they put a sign at their last home game, we're going to stop at the beef house.
So, wow.
We got that on pictures. They sent me the picture the band did.
Well, and you've had some big celebrities over the years here, too.
Sure have. Gene Hackman and the Van Dyke Boys, and Danville's got a lot of famous people, and a lot of people don't know about it.
Something else you added after you opened this location is the banquet center, and that's been great for parties. The dinner theater's really taken off over the last 20-plus years.
Yeah, the dinner theater's really grown a lot. You just can't believe the attendance we have, and, you know, people look forward to what we're going to have the next year, and I was always hoping it would work like that, but it exceeded my dreams.
Dave and Jennifer do a great job with the variety of shows that they present.
Sure do.
One of the things I want to mention is the fundraising.
We've been doing that about 15 years, and it's been a really great thing, and all the schools that participate in the fundraisers. And now we're selling a lot of grocery stores from Indianapolis to Champaign and Lafayette. That's been a great business, and probably something that will continue, we hope, and it really helps the bottom line of the business. We really appreciate the people that buy our frozen rolls.
And I know during the holidays, especially Thanksgiving, Christmas season, folks will come in and buy them frozen, ready for their family gatherings.
Yeah, that's right, frozen and fresh. And the day before Thanksgiving, we'll have a line for people waiting to get to fresh. Your ovens can only make so many at a time. We've been blessed.
One time you told me, I think about 20 years ago, that on a day-to-day basis, you do about 1,000 dozen rolls every day.
That's right.
And not only do folks come out in the evening, you have daily lunch specials at the beef house. The lunch line is really wonderful.
Yeah, I think that's one of our greatest meals, except steak. I mean, I love our noon lunches and our Sunday specials. These are mainly the recipes I got from my grandmother and my mother, and the Swiss steak and the fried chicken and the chicken and noodles. That was our Sunday lunches when I was growing up. My mother always made the noodles, and my grandmother did too, and these are family recipes.
Got that homemade taste.
That's right. They are homemade, I guarantee you. You can come and watch us make the noodles. We crack 150 eggs to make the noodles.
That's amazing. Well, folks, we invite you to come out as we celebrate Beef Month here during the month of May to the Beef House. Very easy to find. We always tell folks right at the corner of 74 and 63, exit number 4 if you're coming from the Danville area. I know you've got some construction going on 63, but that really hasn't hampered folks getting in and out of here.
No, not too much, but I'll be glad when they get it done. Seems like it's a slow process when you're trying to have a business on a corner. I just hope everybody's safe and getting out here, and just be careful, and we don't want anybody to get hurt, but I sure appreciate the extra effort you have to do to get here now, so thank you very much.
Well, Bob and Bonnie, thank you for your commitment to agriculture and your commitment to fine quality dining here at the Beef House all these years. We appreciate it very much.
And my family, my brothers and my nephew, they're still farming. They raise a lot of corn and soybeans. That's why we like to work with the farm families, because rural areas really need a boost. I think a lot of people have said that recently, and they got to do something for small towns because they're dying. The government's got to do a little work on getting farm revenue up and getting rural towns back where people want to live.
Absolutely, and people do appreciate mom-and-pop operated businesses. They do. If you think about it, right in just this area, we can think of a number of them that are within just a few minutes of here. And they're the ones that take care of the customers, like you have all these years. So again, thanks for being with us here on Down on the Farm, and thanks for everything.
Well, thank you, Dave, and we appreciate you being here today.
Bob and Bonnie Wright joining us from the Beef House. That's Route 63, Indiana, and 74. Take exit 4 if you're coming from the Danville area. Coming up next, we're going to have our ag forecast from meteorologist Greg Soyer. We'll see what the forecast has in store for this week on WITY.